This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Filing of nomination papers has begun for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry after the issuance of notification. The schedule of legislative assembly elections in these states was announced on Sunday along with Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of April. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. In view of the upcoming assembly election in West Bengal, in an unprecedented decision, the Election Commission has directed all the police stations in the state to submit a detailed report on the law and order situation in their respective areas by next Thursday. The report must include information on the stockpile of weapons, identified antisocial elements and crime-related data. According to the Commission's directive, the officer in charge of each police station must ensure that their area remains crime-free. BJP released its first list of candidates for the assembly polls in West Bengal and Kerala. In West Bengal, the party has fielded leader of opposition in the assembly, Subhendu Adhikari from Nandigram and Bhavanipur. In Kerala, Union Minister George Kurian will contest from the Kanjirapalli seat, while party state president and former Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar will contest from Nemam. Another former Union Minister, V. Muralidharan, has been fielded from Karakutam constituency. CPM-led LDF has also issued first list of candidates for the assembly elections in Kerala. LDF announced names of 75 candidates. Chief Minister Pinaraya Vijayan and Finance Minister K.N. Balagopal are among the 75 candidates. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has won all five Rajya Sabha seats from Bihar. The winning candidates include Nitin Nabin and Shivesh Ram from the Bharatiya Janata Party, Nitish Kumar and Ramnath Thakur from the Janata Dal United, and Upendra Kushwaha from the Rashtriya Lok Morcha. The results of the Rajya Sabha elections from Odisha were also declared yesterday, with four candidates emerging victorious in a closely watched contest. Manmohan Samal and Sujit Kumar have been elected to the upper house as BJP nominees. Former Union Minister Dilip Ray, who was backed by the BJP, also registered victory as an independent candidate, defeating Dr. Dateshwar Hota, who was the common candidate of BJD, Congress and CPIM. Santrupt Mishra of the BJD had also been declared elected. LPG carrier vessel Shivalik, carrying 46,000 metric tons of liquefied petroleum gas from Qatar, reached Mundra port in Gujarat yesterday. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Special Secretary of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that another Indian vessel carrying LPG, Nanda Devi, will arrive today. He added that an Indian-flagged vessel, Jug Ladki, which sailed from the UAE, is safely en route to India. Indian Embassy in Doha has said that about 1,100 Indian passengers have travelled to New Delhi, Mumbai, Kochi and other destinations on Qatar Airways flights yesterday. In an advisory issued, Indian Embassy in Qatar said flights to these destinations are also planned for today. It added, Qatar Airways will be operating flights to Ahmedabad, Amritsar, Bengaluru, Chennai, Delhi, Hyderabad, Kochi, Kozhikode and Mumbai from 18th March. The Indian Embassy has said to book flights and for the latest flight updates, passengers can visit the Qatar Airways website or app or contact a travel agent. The embassy will be shortly closing the registration link for transit and short-term visitors wishing to travel back to India on Qatar Airways flights. It has advised passengers to further liaise directly with Qatar Airways for their travel arrangements. It reiterated that it will continue facilitation of temporary transit visas for Saudi Arabia for Indian nationals stranded in Qatar on short-term visits if they wish to travel to India through Saudi Arabia. Government sources said a media report claiming that Iran has asked India to release three tankers seized in February for safe passage of Indian flag vessels is baseless. And that is the end of this news bulletin.